Matt Moore and Matt Master Morrow.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Takes the snap, looks, fires, pass, batted up in the air, intercepted, and returned for a touchdown, Titans, Logan Ryan, with 9 seconds to go.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch here, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
The end of an era.
Some late hot audio to play on the show.
Just pulled it off.
It's a great morning. Great morning.
Guys excited that the Pats lost. Tom Brady's looking old. The your favorite soccer team is three steps out of getting kicked down to the minor leagues or whatever. So you got a lot of sports to
a lot of good stuff
today.
Happening. A lot of good stuff happening. I know this is the year that
All
the Boston Bobos are saying this is going to be the calendar year. All four teams are going to win championships.
It could have.
But it's already dead. It's already over, and it's glorious. Number here is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're here for an hour. We got some new, not totally brand new, but we got newish local metal to play, some upcoming albums to talk about.
Nice.
Man, I know you're particularly excited about one.
I'm always excited.
We got a pig squeal if we have time.
Now we're talking.
Got a pig squeal a week to come back with. And Black Metal Song of the Week in Metal History.
Black Metal Song of the Week, Metal History. Kind of a truncated Metal History. This might surprise you, but not a lot of bands release stuff on like Christmas.
This is like our light period. Not a lot of shows going on either, so that's fine. But let's keep talking about sports because this is a good segue now because we have
let's talk about sports.
A negative thing happened to me yesterday too. Finland was eliminated from the World Juniors.
Of course,
by Team Canada.
You were devastated. You were wearing Matt's wearing his Finland hockey sweater on. He's crying. You could tell he's been crying. Like he has mascara on.
My Team Mussolini.
He's just like running down his face.
And
Team Mussolini shirt.
Although FA Cup happened yesterday.
Okay.
Southampton did advance to the fourth round. So some good stuff. So, but I'm all talking about this because I have a probably the most self-indulgent piece of sound I've ever created.
Really?
Is I wanted to play this on our Decade Review show.
Oh, yeah.
On the day after Christmas, on the 26th, we counted down the top 50 songs of the decade, did all sorts of fun stuff. Thank you again to everybody who called in. But we did run out of time to play. I had two montages created. One is sports related, so we're going to play that now.
What?
We also have a wrestling one. I feel like you might have some follow-up wrestling takes. I know something happened last night that we need to dive into.
I wish I watched it. I was watching
the Patriots. We might need Norbit to call back in to explain everything to us, although he's probably sad this morning.
I was too busy silently staring at the Patriots lose to watch New Japan.
So this is the teams we just talked about. There's no anti-Patriots audio in here. I wish there was. But this is for any other Rays, Lightning, Southampton college basketball Celtics fan. This is the decade.
Wait, so you're declaring Celtics fandom?
I declare that. You'll see. It's the day Brad Stevens became coach. So
Pete Buttigieg, coach of the Celtics.
Anyway, here we go.
The 1-1. Santiago, it's a fly ball to right. He's going to get it. Zobras makes the catch, and this game is over. Matt Garza has faced 27 hitters and has thrown a no-hitter. The first no-hitter in Rays history.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Serious with that shot.
Back of the rim, rebound Hayward, and Butler wins it. Butler's going on to the national championship game.
I think the Rays are not going to win tonight. I think that the one thing that we have eliminated tonight is the Red Sox season is not going to end tonight. They live to play another day.
Well, Dan Johnson is coming up for one reason, and one reason only. Hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Johnson hits it down to right field line. That ball's going to be fair and gone. He lines a pinch hit home run to tie this game in the bottom of the ninth inning here against New York.
So after about an hour and a half of rain delay, we are ready to resume, starting the bottom of the seventh inning.
And Gino to left field, in comes Crawford, can't make the catch. He pops up, the throw to the plate is going to be off the mark, and the Orioles walk off with the win. The Red Sox lose in a crucial 162nd game of the year.
2-2 to line shot down the left field line. That ball is gone, and the Rays win it. A line drive home run by Evan Longoria, and the Rays storm the field.
The number one prospect in all of baseball, it's Tampa Bay left-hander Matt Moore.
Gets it into his brother, Phil, who fires. That's it. A huge upset by Norfolk State over Missouri.
1 minute of stoppage time left. The fans now trying to overrun. The referee blows his whistle, and that is that. Southampton are back in the big time.
Brown, Coleman, up the top. Oh, no. He tops the end.
Are you kidding me?
Seat.
Here he comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Tampa Bay Rays have won the American League wild card, and they've got a date with the Boston Red Sox for the American League Division Series.
In the air, right center field. Let's get a chance.
Obviously, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. I'm very thankful to the Boston Celtics.
Anderson, the big guy on the inbounds pass. Wallace looking. Loops it into Jeff Green. Gets a shot off. Got it!
The 0-2, and he strikes out Joseph for the third out. 9 pitches, 9 strikes. Boxberger strikes out the side, leaving the bases loaded.
Tadic back inside. It is 8 for Southampton.
He misses. Stripes the rebound.
Got to push this to the basket. Take it to the basket, guys. 9 seconds.
No timeouts left.
What are they doing?
R.J. Hunter for 3. Good!
Squares it. Mane for a hat-trick. That's an unbelievable hat-trick to Sadio Mane. That's a hat-trick in 2.5 minutes for the Senegalese striker.
Into Crowder. Takes it.
Got it! 8/10 of a second to go. And the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
Has time for the cross. Turn there to second, clears it. Only as far as Martina, who drills it. Oh, what a goal that is! Where did that come from? Cuco Martina!
Cerulo works it back in the corner for Kapanen. As Barry Kapanen blocks out Kapanen. As throws it back. Yes, Barry Kapanen! The golden goal! And the Finns are champions in Helsinki!
Champion! Chance! To tie it! Champion! As the buzzer sounds!
Here comes a shot at the buzzer.
No good! The Crusaders have won! The Crusaders are going to the NCAA tournament!
2.7 left. Last chance for the Panthers.
And he said he wouldn't take a timeout in this situation.
Jesperson, half-court heave for the win. Jesperson knows it!
And here come Middle Tennessee, wide to the lane, give it up. Oh, strong throwdown and a foul.
It's an out. The one pitch, one out as Verona becomes the first ever to defect and return to play in Cuba.
4 minutes we're going to have, but Saints are on the break and it might not matter. Sims over halfway, long to his right. Sims directly running down the middle of the pitch. Vichai long, his first touch is good. He shoots! He puts Southampton to Wembley! Saints are going to go to Wembley!
They're going up. Oh my goodness. Hayward came down so hard. Okay, Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
Shock and awe in college basketball. UNBC makes history in Charlotte.
Here comes the corner from Tadic, the outswinger.
It is again Fabianski on his line. It's over everyone, but it's headed back into the box. Romeo knocks it down. Volley from Justin Stade. Gabbiadini.
Gabbiadini.
Hits the ball under the net, and Gabbiadini celebrates past the goalkeeper. Southampton have the lead with 18 minutes to go at the Liberty Stadium.
13 seconds left. Donato, left circle shot blocked again. Rebound is chipped out by Kudrov. Back to the Boston zone. The Lightning are closing in on winning this series. Pulled it in front of his own net. Left wing Donato. 1 second left. This one is over. The Lightning have beat the Boston Bruins. And they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Final.
Going to take a while to get the confetti off the floor here in Philadelphia as we've got overtime coming.
They're down four. Smart spins away from Korver, picks up his dribble, bounce pass for Tatum. Tatum left-hand dribble, drives on.
Oh!
Flushes hard on LeBron James. He couldn't block that one.
In a close race against former winners Justin Verlander and Corey Kluber, Blake Snell emerged as the American League Cy Young Award winner in 2018.
2 seconds left. The Finns can feel it. Hughes will fire it on net. Steered wide, final 3 seconds, 2 and 1. Finland wins the 2019 World Junior Championship.
Time winding down, and a most unlikely team wins a most unlikely world champion. The Finns have won the world championship in Bratislava.
10 minutes to play. Here comes Ward-Prowse. Oh, it's fantastic!
That's going to do it. It ends up a 4-1 final for John Cooper and his men. They capture the first President's Trophy in the history of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, the top six continue their own battle for places in the Champions League or the Europa League, but there's a chance here immediately. Shane Long, what a start! Less than 10 seconds played, and Shane Long restored to the starting 11 this evening by Ralph Hasenhüttl has stunned Watford.
Swinging a ground ball to first base. Nate Lowe's got it. Runs to the bag. The remarkable Rays of 2019 are going to the postseason.
Final few seconds. In the country where the Northern Lights shine so bright, Finland's star is in the ascendancy. A first ever major finals appearance is assured.
That was it. That was all. That was the only things that happened in sports.
A lot of best
previous decade
of the decade quips for the Lightning, who last won a Stanley Cup in 2004. I can't speak to the soccer stuff though.
They did not lose a game seven at home though.
True.
However.
Okay. I enjoy the all the soccer stuff. Usually the English accent is like nails on a chalkboard for me for whatever reason. Sometimes when just like a English man is excited about soccer, I also become excited about soccer.
It was interesting because there was a call that where Southampton won a game 8-0, and this past season they've also lost a game 9-0. So.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Is that like scoregami? Like how many times that happened in like the history of soccer? Like 8-0, 9-0?
Maybe like once a season, something like that.
Oh, once a season? It's that often?
I mean,
I would say like once every 30
years. In the Premier League, like in the top level, yeah. I mean, there's unique circumstances too, like... When they won, it was the year that, you don't follow up, but Sunderland like went through all sorts of, they were like a top flight team for a while.
Yeah.
And there was all sorts of turmoil, including a guy getting arrested for pedophilia, I believe.
Not great.
And that was a whole disaster. They actually refunded the fans that traveled to Southampton to watch that game.
Really?
But then the Southampton time when they lost, that was also at home, and they lost to Leicester, and they got red carded like 10 minutes into the game when it was like 2-0, and then there's just a total, it was like a Friday night game too.
Oh boy.
It was rough.
Oh boy, everyone's eating bangers.
They're meat pies. That's where you get it. You got meat pies and beer, but then you can't bring the alcohol back to your seat, so you have to like pound it all on the concourse and then go back to your seat.
And it's like a heavy. It's like a Boddington's or something disgusting. And you're just burping everywhere, eating meat pie. Disgusting. What a disgusting.
Sounds fantastic.
Sport. That's awful. You'd be like, ugh, my belly. Couldn't even enjoy the game.
So, well, there you go. So, Finland's still alive. Finland is headed to the Euros 2020.
I love it. We love to hear it, folks. We love it. We love Finland.
And by the way, this is the last thing I'll say, but you heard two. Finland got screwed in 2019 because you heard two of the calls. They won the World Juniors, which is like legitimately the World Juniors.
It's fun to watch if you like hockey.
The biggest international competition outside the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, forget any manufactured World Cup or anything like that.
Right.
Even forget the main world, the tournament everybody cares about is the World Juniors. That's what people care about. So Finland won that in 2019, and then they won the official, the men's championship.
Yeah.
They only had two NHL players on that roster, and they beat Canada in the finals.
Yeah, that's wild.
A stacked Canada team.
That's a wild. I mean, you have to not like hockey to mm-hmm. not like that, because it was like so wild.
Right. And then about
I obviously have no relation to Finland.
Right.
That was like a pretty exciting game to watch.
And then about a week later, the women's team had the United States defeated in the finals, and the game-winning goal got waved off, and it wound up going to a shootout, which the U.S. won. And like
bad.
International women's hockey Twitter exploded. They were so mad. Everyone was mad.
We need a weigh-in from Kate.
Exactly. All right, so why don't we get back, Matt? This will make things up to you, because we have some recent music to get to.
Thank you.
We have this band is actually having a countdown going on, I believe, on Instagram at the moment, I assume, for their next single, because they have an album coming out. Yeah, it is.
Aha!
Next month. Seven Spires, we're going to play the track that they released last month called Succumb, off an album they have coming out next month. And here you go. Switching formats for a second. We're still going to play the same song, but I have to bring it up on something else. Here we go. Seven Spires, take two.
eyes and your hair undone.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Brand new American, Great American Ghost. That was a band that came in the top 20 of our countdown.
Rightfully
of,
so.
Top 50 songs of the decade. But that's a new one from them called, called Prison of Hate. That is off their upcoming album, Power Through Terror. Before that was new Seven Spires called Succumb. Off of their new album, Emerald Seas. And both those albums are slated to come out on the same day, February 14th, 2020. So that's going to be a big one.
Save up.
For the local scene.
It's really not good for my personal finances.
That's right. I know, you're going to be first in line. And if you like to see Seven Spires live, they will be at the Palladium on Pi Day, March 14th.
May the 14th be with you, am I right?
Oh boy, folks? Matt, here you go. It's
Thank
time.
You.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Thank you. So remember, as I said earlier, December, not a lot comes out around Christmas and New Year's. But I've endeavored to bring you only the tastiest and best treats. December 21st, 2009, everyone's favorite new metal band, Mudvayne, releases their final studio album, Mudvayne. This yes. is Scream With Me. I like the song, right? Like, so I was saying earlier as I was reviewing this that The Boston Globe gave this album a middling review, saying that it was sloppy at times. Can't disagree more. I was trying to look up who the author was just so I could roast them, but I can't.
Well, the Globe is being hit hard today because we had the Shaughnessy clip too.
Well, Shaughnessy gets roasted rightfully so with his sports predictions. Yeah, there you go. Mudvayne. That's their last album as well.
Yeah, so this wasn't the album like with Happy on it. That was before.
That was the album right before this.
This is the album they put out with like no promotion. I don't think they even toured, right?
So they did not.
The singer only cares about Hell Yeah, man.
The band was kind of like splitting apart. Yep. It was Hell Yeah was formed. There was like no promotion, no like advertising, no tour. It was like basically like they put the album on their MySpace, which is like I think even like 2009 MySpace, I guess.
Facebook that was when MySpace was like flipped to All Music or whatever.
Facebook wasn't banging. Oh, that's true. Yeah. But nothing. And it was just like farted it out. And that's a good song.
And most underrated. He's so underrated he's become maybe overrated, but they're bassist.
The bassist?
I just love that. Like
metal. Overrated, you say?
No, I've said that he's so underrated, he may be coming over. I feel like for like the entire decade, like all the too cool places, like Metal Sucks, were like, actually, Mudvayne bassist was awesome.
Yeah, they're right. They're right. You know what else is awesome, everybody? Nu metal. I know we've been saying it for many years, but it's okay to like nu metal. Put on your big jeans and just relax, guys. Australia's on fire, and we're going to go to war with Iran for whatever reason. Matt, in December 23rd, 2009, American thrash metal band Heathen releases the album The Evolution of Chaos. It was their first album in 18 years. It was released exclusively in 2009 in Japan and then followed up by European and American releases. They released it on Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve in Japan, which is a huge couples holiday. We're like boyfriends and girlfriends and girlfriends and girlfriends and boyfriends and boyfriends all go to KFC and order a bucket of chicken, which I will do one year. I feel like one Christmas it'll be like, we're doing Japanese Christmas, just get a KFC bucket, we're just going to relax. It's fine. It sounds precisely like a thrash metal band.
Exactly what I expected it would sound
like. From 1989 would sound, except it was 2009. A very special day, obviously, December 24th. To many religions, it was important. 1945, Lemmy Klimster was born. Probably the greatest rock and roll band of all time, Motorhead. I've heard people say that no, the Hives are better. It's other sorts of insane rambling from a madman who will say that things like that and that Motorhead is not good. And I'm just here to say that that's wrong.
I don't know where that comparison came from, but...
The comparison... Okay, so if you remember...
We were discussing the bands.
The bands.
It was more the Vines.
Versus the Hives. Anyway, those bands are trash. I'm here to say this. Opinion, obviously. This is my opinion.
You were saying the Vines were like manufactured...
Yeah. I'll say it again. That's garbage. That stuff is bad. If you like the Vines, no good. Folks, many people are saying that the Vines are what rock and roll would sound like if it got put through a...
Why are you attacking Australia now after you were...
Well, I'm not going to attack Australia. I'm attacking the Vines. You know, it's okay that they're from Australia. That's okay. And I feel bad for Australia because it is a disaster. But I'm not gonna sit around here and say that that period of music was so dark. It was so dark. I'd rather just hear Despacito Part 6 than that era of the bands. Matt, speaking of Australia, January 11th, 2011, Australian metal band Universum releases the album Mortis Machina. It's their second album. Not much to say about it. It's really good. I listened to the whole thing. This is the track Some of the Universe. Some, like you're adding. I'm going to let it play till the vocals kick in.
I mean...
Not bad, right? It's not bad.
You know?
Support your Australian artists.
I like it. I like it.
December 25th, you're going to like this. 1989, Dutch death metal band Pestilence, which have been on the countdown before, releases their album Consuming Impulse. They've been on the countdown before with their...
One of the musicians did something bad, though. Didn't he, like, kill his mother or something?
Probably. But they were on before because of their first album, I can never pronounce it right, the Malleus Maleficarum, which is the Hammer of Witches.
Yes.
Man, any update on the crime of pestilence? I don't think that's true. There's always something bad. So, as I was, just like a insider view on how the metal history gets created and how Black Metal Song of the Week gets created, is I kind of troll around, you know, things that catalog stuff that was released year to year. I start in the late 70s and skim 80s, 90s. And then I'm like, okay, time to go Black Metal Song of the Week. I do the same thing. I kind of troll through that. And I found a band on accident again. And I was like, this song sounds fine. Looked them up and it was like, it was absurd. It was like, well, they don't consider themselves political, but they often perform at neo-Nazi and
right.
rallies. But they don't consider their music political. I'm like, look, then they're idiots, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I have to figure out which. There's a different band I'm thinking of where something like that definitely happened.
I'm
but
sure
no, this is a band that is racist, yes, because there was a Facebook incident in 2018.
Guys?
Yeah, one of the members scolds a follower with a racist slur, propagates Jewish stereotypes, and defends Donald Trump and Fox News.
He did it.
And
all.
He also dropped the N-bomb.
I mean, hey, life. That's how it goes.
They had to cancel a tour.
Malleus Maleficarum is a good album title. Let's switch it up. January 1st, 86, Racer X releases their album Street Lethal. This is like one of these bands that I always come up to you and say, Matt, this is a great band. If you were making an 80s car racing movie, this is the kind of backing tracks. This would be the background for that. It's Into the Night by Racer X.
Oh, this is it. This is,
you know what I'm
very
saying?
Much a you song.
Yeah. That's going to do it for This Week in Metal History. I missed one. Folks, I missed one. You know, I have a full-time job, and looking up what bands are racist, it really gets down. It really brings it down. It's like one of the most fraught parts of this, like, fun list that I do.
Yes.
It's like
gotta be on your toes at all times.
Yeah. Who did it?
By me.
Who done it?
Yeah. If you can correct or point out immediately.
The real risk is... when it's like a band that has no like popular press on it, and I'm like on Facebook.
Oh yeah,
pages.
You have to like you're like translating blogs.
I'm translating
from Poland.
Yeah, Polish Facebook pages. That's no good, man. That'll do it. But I do have Black Metal Song of the Week.
All right, you ready to go? Why don't you tell us about it?
As we stated earlier during the countdown, Australia is on fire. A country the size of the United States and Canada combined, I believe a third of it is on fire. Not a joke, but I believe a third of the population of koalas is dead. Like thousands and thousands of areas of brush are just literally on fire. The images from Australia are like outrageous. It looks like the end of the world. The Australian, you know, it makes you feel kind of helpless because I'm like, well, it's literally on the other side of the world and I couldn't do anything even if I tried. Like, what would I do? So the thing you can do is donate. So your Australian black metal band, Christ Dismembered, for the next couple weeks, is donating 100% of the proceeds of the sale of their albums and merch on Bandcamp to essentially efforts to people are losing their homes, people are losing their farms, their businesses, to kind of go to the Australian relief efforts for that. So go on Bandcamp.com, pay what you want for... anything by Christ Dismembered.
Bandcamp is good, yeah, because I remember the whole. There've been a lot of causes, yeah, where bands can make it easy to, yeah, you buy merch on Bandcamp or you buy an album, music, whatever, and proceeds get donated. They've done a lot, so that's good.
The modern era
for the causes we like.
Yeah, the modern era is me scrolling through Twitter and just being like, Jesus, 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 and then like someone like tweets out like, hey, if you buy an album from this band, it'll go. I'm like, just. Click PayPal, go, and you know, every little bit helps, I suppose. Also, just for your own sanity, so you feel like you're not just kind of in a whirlwind of nothing. But speaking of whirlwind of nothing, here's Christ Dismembered with "Demise of the Unblack," Black Metal Song of the Week.
fantastic.
Right? Not only did I, like, at least have some respite from the fact that, just the world is, like, pretty bad, and I feel like I could do something very, very small, but, like, pretty good album. And as I was saying earlier, a great compliment for black metal stuff that I like. Sounds like it was recorded on a Talkboy or Speak and Spell.
That's how black metal should sound.
Some of the tracks on that album are even, like, more raw sounding, where I'm like, is this a bathroom? Like, what is this? And it's like an interesting musical voyage.
Thank you.
We're going to do wrestling takes?
Let's talk about wrestling, because I know that we had Norbit call in on our Decade Interview show.
Yeah,
I feel like you may have had some follow-ups. We also may need him to explain what happened last night, because...
We do, because I didn't watch it. I was watching the Pats lose like a chump. New Japan Pro Wrestling, what is it? Their Wrestle Kingdom? Or is it... Like, this is their WrestleMania, right?
Yes, it's like their two-night show. And
Wrestle Kingdom 14 results. Everyone's favorite clown man Chris Jericho beats Tanahashi.
Mm-hmm.
I think is the big one for most people. But then for the true heads, right? It's the champ.
Yes,
which I think you'll have to explain because I don't really understand exactly what happened.
This is IWGP.
Okay,
so it was Wrestle Kingdom at the Tokyo Dome. Wrestle Kingdom 14. And it's the first double champion in IWGP history, with the winner holding the IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental Championships. And that was Naito defeating Okada.
That's what I like to hear. Naito is the...
I don't know. I can't tell you.
This is where we're getting to. Like, I like watching like New Japan wrestling. Like, I always like the wrestling where I'm like, I would like to see like just a single match of wrestling. Divorced of storylines would be like New Japan, but like I don't know the storylines whatsoever. But if I want to see people like doing hella flips and like legitimately punching each other in the chest, New Japan. But yeah, following the story, like the plot, I can't do it.
It's too much wrestling. But did you want to, because I feel like, so Norbert came on and he gave us his wrestling personality of the decade was Conrad Thompson.
He's right. I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Did you have any follow-ups, anything you'd like to respond about before I play you the wrestling montage?
For wrestling personality of the decade, you think?
Anything. Anything that he said or anything that you didn't have time to chime in about?
I think what's interesting about wrestling is it's had, just for this decade, is it's had, it's done like, I don't know what you want to call it, but basically like think of an hourglass. Like when 2010 starts, it's, or not even, it's like very small, right? Like so we had the Attitude Era, we had the early 2000s, then like, you know, it kept getting more and more niche, and then we expanded and had all these like independent promoters, mm-hmm. right? So maybe people went away from WWE, but they had Ring of Honor.
Yeah, the Rise and Ring of Honor.
All
yeah.
that stuff, right? And then in the mid-2010s, WWE kind of like roared back a little bit. They like had really interesting storylines. They started to expand and expand and expand with NXT, just like buying the independents mm-hmm. up. Now we're kind of getting like a, I don't know, like a return to bigger independents, kind of away from the big company. So it's been like a real interesting year just for like, just like TV stuff, like where is wrestling being watched? What is the temperature of wrestling in like pop culture? As opposed to like, you know, I've watched it my entire life, like I'm not going to change, but like for like folks who like I watched Stone Cold Steve Austin and then I'm done, and who are now like back because of whatever X, Y, mm-hmm. and Z has been interesting.
It is weird because all the streaming services now, it used to be that WWE was on TV, true. TNA was on TV,
yeah,
but then Ring of Honor was only DVD based,
right,
if you weren't going to the shows,
true,
and then they started having occasional pay-per-views. I remember everybody made fun of them because I think 35 people in Canada one time bought like the Final Battle pay-per-view, whatever it was.
That stuff being easier has definitely made it easier.
That's the thing. Now you can watch WWE, Impact, AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan, or all just on cable in some way, shape, or form. And like, then not to mention the Fight TV stuff. And
it's just, yeah, the Fight TV stuff being easy, being like, look, I don't like what's happening in WWE right now, so I can easily watch something else. Whereas like in the beginning of this decade, it would be like, I'd be like, man, I don't like Raw, and you'd be like, oh, you can watch this, but you have to buy this DVD, mm-hmm. and I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to do that, so I guess I'll just watch Raw.
Well, Well, Matt, you mentioned that WWE did some crazy things in the past decade.
That they did.
And why don't we listen to a couple of them now?
It's just going
to
be the CM Punk pipe bomb.
There may or may not be a section devoted to that.
Clapping like a baby.
Here's some things that happened. This is me, my personal commentary. Here's some things that happened in wrestling over the last decade.
All right.
Incarnation I needed, the nefarious Brother Nero. Delete!
He touched my bum!
Everybody's attention now. I'm leaving with the WWE Championship on July 17th, and hell, who knows, maybe I'll go defend it in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe I'll go back to Ring of Honor. But Vince McMahon's gonna make money despite himself. He's a millionaire who should be a billionaire. You know why he's not a billionaire? It's because he surrounds himself with glad-handing, nonsensical yes-men. Like John Laurinaitis, who's going to tell him everything that he wants to hear. And I'd like to think that maybe this company will be better after Vince McMahon's dead. But the fact is, it's going to get taken over by his idiotic daughter and his doofus son-in-law and the rest of his stupid family.
GTS connecting! Oh my God! CM Punk is leaving through this hometown crowd with a WWE Championship!
Get me, you get your deal, get out of my ring, and I am gonna end this.
at WrestleMania, you can bet your ass.
We're not that different, you and I. We're both just trying to sail smoothly down the rough waters they call life. And I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Deucalion's got him! Hold on for dear life, Icarus! Fans, this move can only mean one thing. What's Icarus got? Oh, he's got the Chikara Special! He's got the Chikara Special, and this place has gone bananas! Icarus wins!
I don't believe it!
Deucalion, you make your bed, now die in it!
What a shot by Jericho! That's gotta be it! It's the first ever AEW World Champion.
Double knees to the face. He hooks the leg.
Is he holding? Can he hold it? It's over. It's over. Rio's a champion. Rio has beaten Nyla Rose to become the first ever AEW Women's Champion.
Sky kicking his legs inside.
No. One. It's not crazy. Two. It's not crazy. Yes. Yes. Scorpio Sky's done it.
This is not the list any longer. It is the lexicon of Le Champion.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Hey, calm down for 1 second. Calm down for 1 second. We the People sucks and it's dead and buried. It was a stupid idea from bad creative and all that's gone.
I'm going to say this one more time. Do you want to be in the inner circle?
Do you want me to be in the inner circle, Chris?
All right, you know what? You know who the biggest jackass is in AEW?
Oh, I know who the biggest jackass in AEW is.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want to say it right now?
I'm going to say it.
Do you want to know the biggest jackass is?
I'm going to say it first.
I'm going to say it.
Cody Rhodes!
But Dustin, I don't need a partner. I don't need a friend. I need my older brother.
What the hell? Good God Almighty, the roof just came off. John Moxley!
I don't think he's here to say thanks.
Oh, look at this! Orange Cassidy!
Orange Cassidy, the sloth.
The 22nd man in the 21 man of the... Orange Cassidy laying in the heavy leather.
Tommy Dreamer.
He's a sloth. He's a sloth. He just tries to preserve energy.
But look how effective these kicks are. Dreamer can't even block him.
He's devastating him right here. He's knocking out the pins from under him. Oh.
Tommy Dreamer is going to be on crutches tonight.
Who knew we'd be ending things with a champion in two different places?
Tommy Dreamer versus Orange Cassidy, the showdown of the decade. Of
that
the
was
decade.
Like, yeah, that was when you knew AEW was here to stay. It hadn't even started yet, I don't think.
Two of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
So that was, that was a decade interview.
That was very fun. I enjoyed that very much.
I figured you would enjoy that one more than the sports one.
I was just trying to say, well, the sports one was outrageous. But this one, yeah, I can get behind it. I think you got it all. I think
Lesnar. That's fine. Otherwise, I mean, I was explaining the hard thing about wrestling is that unless you've seen it, a lot of the clips you won't know what the hell's going on. Whereas in sports, you may not know what the team, but it's like, you know, you have a 1 second call, especially because there's so many radio calls. And they have to tell you everything that's happening as opposed to a television call. And in wrestling, because you're like, oh, you forgot, like trying to put together just the Shield. Like there could have been 10 minutes of Shield
audio trying to say. Yeah. Roman Reigns, you know, you need to say like the wrestler's name.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, because I was like, oh, it was like the Sasha Banks Bayley match from like 2012, 2013, or 2015 maybe? 2015, it's got to be. In NXT for the NXT Championship, you'd have to literally get a clip of them saying Sasha Banks and Bayley, here they are wrestling. Because otherwise it'd be like, my God, what is happening? And you'd be like, that could be anything.
Right.
Anything could be
exactly.
Happening.
What is happening? Good question,
JR. What is happening, JR?
All
right. What is happening? Chris Jericho, I can't believe we did this.
Or him just literally not knowing what's happening.
Who is this? Who's that?
Excalibur has to step in and explain. All right. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah.
Now we're officially done with the last decade.
We did it.
We're full steam ahead, although we have one song from the previous decade to get to because we're bringing back Pick Swear of the Week.
Hell yes.
Before we do, you've been listening
Man,
to Brutal
what
Brunch.
What a show. What a day.
You've been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We will be back in 2 weeks, same time, same place, I believe.
So.
As long as, a lot could happen between now and then. And Matt, we will go out with one of your favorite segments
that we do here.
Ready? We got the intro.
Go on that fence there, all right? And just squeal like a pig. Whee! Whee!
What are you doing, Zach?
Shut up!
Whee! 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 Whee!
Matt, you can sing along if you want.
I can't do it.
You can inhale.
Oh, I'm going to throw up trying to do it.
So, yes, it's Pig Squirrel of the Week. That's how we're going to close things. Our friends, I think the original Pig Squirrel of the Week, Despised Icon.
I would think so.
Because they got two vocalists and one of them pig squeals.
Well, that's, yeah, you got a dedicated pig squealer in your band.
And they put out a new album, last year. And this song is all in French.
Ooh.
And so he pig squeals in French called Vise d'Ange,
as they say.
And it was off their album, came out last year called Purgatory. And it's Despised Icon, and they are Pig Squeal of the Week, and we will be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy.
Yay.
Yeah.
people find it ridiculous.